The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Something that I want to say, but words sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. A funny story happened this morning. Somebody came by the house and dropped off some roses at the front door. And they didn't leave a note or a message. So we have no idea where these flowers came from. I live in a house with three boys. There's four men living in here. And so we all think it belongs to us because we're all saying this is mine, it's for me, and the boys are saying no, it's theirs, and so on. And it's quite funny with their overinflated ego. Of course, they're thinking the flowers were delivered for them. I didn't have the heart to tell them that obviously it's for me. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us. We have a great show to do today. I appreciate you being there. I played that song for you because it's Valentine's Day. I want you to hold that special person if you have one. And if you don't, hold yourself because you're just as special. The love spreads across the board. We're all connected to it. We're a part of it. To be connected to somebody who's making you feel very happy every day, it's a blessing. Not to say if you don't, that means you're lesser. Feel love. It's the beautiful day. Enjoy it. Love each other. Love everybody and love yourself. This is what we should do. And I want to mention that you don't necessarily need to wait until February 14th to come out and express your love for somebody that you appreciate, be it your spouse, your partner, your children, your parents, the neighbor, even the dog. The love that you have should be shared every day and make sure you appreciate it. Because if you wait until this one day, then the person that you're reflecting that to, expressing it, may assume you're just doing it because you're falling in the track like everybody else. But express yourself, express your love, feel the one, feel special, and pass that on to everybody you interact with every day. And there's your Valentine's Day. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you. Join us. We speak philosophy. We talk about health. We talk about way of life. We want you to wake up. And in doing so, we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. This is where you should live. Your duty here was not to become servant or slave to anybody, but yours was to find your purpose, wake up, realize who you are, bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness, and appreciate life because it is yours. This is your journey. This is your experience. This was designed with you in mind. You're not a freak accident. You came here to fulfill a purpose. We tried to get you into that groove for you to connect to the spirituality, for you to wake up and live and experience all of life. All that you're doing right now, I'm sure it's fantastic. Tap into spirituality and make it your own. Bring your brain, your mind, everything about you, bring it into that reality. The greatest moment you'll have is when you make that connection and you interpret the messages or the guides or the give, whatever's been given to you, your instructions for you to find your purpose. Wake up. Wake up. We try to bring you to a higher level of consciousness, and we want you to fall in line, or not fall in line, but follow what is required. You know the instructions for you was not given to someone else to give to you. Instinctively, your instructions are how to live, how to be guided, how to love, how to feel is yours, and nobody will deliver it to you. You will get it. Connect yourself to spirituality. That's where we want you to be. Love yourself. Love every single aspect about you. No matter where you are, what position you're in, you still have the ability to dig within yourself and bring out the greatest part of you. Raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. Step up. Respect everything about you. Love everybody and love yourself. Bear in mind, we're all connected. We all came here to serve a purpose, a particular purpose. I want to say this. Look at your hand. You've got five fingers, and if you look closer, they're divided. And if you look a little closer, you'll realize they're all attached to one source, to the one body. Though they serve a different purpose, one will carry your ring, one will, you know, hold that fancy glass for you, one will do all these things, and that's their purpose because they represent a unit, the hand. We are all the same. We're all connected to one source. The one hand is connected to the body, and if you were to hurt the left hand, it would hurt, impact the right hand. If you're hurting yourself, if you're hurting somebody, if you're doing something that is not right, you're hurting yourself. You need to understand that. So this is what we talk about, it's spirituality. If you hold that tree and bend it, and you hold it in that position and try to keep it bended down for a long time, the minute you release it, it will go back to what it needs to be or the way it was. You cannot hold it down forever, because if you're busy holding it down, you're not going anywhere yourself. You're connected to that. So release, live free, be happy. You need to understand this. And I say that just to say to those who feel it's necessary to try to block, to restrict, to stop, to hold back anybody in life, to oppress anybody in life. I made the tree analogy just so you can understand. If you're busy doing that, you're not as productive as you can be. Release and live free. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in, the old-time listeners as well as the new listeners. I'd like to thank you for being a part of the show. I want you to appreciate and love your day, your Valentine's Day, and make the best of it. I want to thank you for tuning in. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. So I'm going to talk about COVID for one quick minute, and then we're going to let it go and move on. We're being released from lockdown. Sounds bad, but we're being released from lockdown slowly. And where we live here in Canada, Ontario, we're in a deep lockdown, and we're in a deep freeze too. But it's slowly starting to release. And on Tuesday, effective Monday night, we'll have more freedom, a lot more than we've had in the last couple of months. So hang in there. Be patient and understand that the whole pandemic is sort of impacting everybody at the same level. Be patient and try your best to put up with it. I understand, and I'm hearing from everyone else, a lot of people anyway, how people are being affected by this mentally as well as physically and definitely financially. And we're being, you know, pushed off to the side. It's starting to drive us crazy. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, I hope. And by us having more freedom and by us having the ability to go out, exercise, take care of ourselves, go more than just the grocery store or to pick up your prescription drugs, you have a little bit more freedom. So let's take it there, because I believe this too shall pass. Again, thank you for tuning into the Barrington Show and welcome. How do you know that you're not brainwashed? How do you know that you're not hypnotized? How do you know that you're not the puppet at the end of the string and somebody else is doing moves so you can dance? How do you know that you're not being held captive? Because when you think about it, when our lives started, you know, we're 4 or 5 years old, the first thing we were taught or was done to us, we were put in sort of an institution. And that sort of governed our lives until we're in our 20s, early 20s, some of us a lot later. And you're getting all this information. Are you sure you're not hypnotized, brainwashed, living in, under the camouflage? Are you sure about that? Because you wake up at 9 o'clock every morning and you go to work for 45 to 50 years. And when you come back, you're so tired. Whatever money that you've made, you're using it to buy prescription drugs so you could stay alive for a few more years. And for most of us, when we get to this level, we look back and go, boy, I wish I had done it differently. Because all we've done is work, and mainly for others, because it's not benefiting you and you're sacrificing your life to accomplish the phantom dream. And when you do attain it, you're too old to enjoy it. Are you sure you're not hypnotized? Are you sure you're not camouflaged? Is it worth it? Is this juice worth the squeeze? The amount of time that you have to put in, the effort, the heartaches, and sometimes the pain or disappointment that you have to put in. Yes, we need to feed our children. Yes, we need to pay for keep the roof over our heads. Yes, we need to have a car if we, you know, but we have to do something. I totally get that. I totally agree with it. But does that require you sacrificing your life to build a life? Are you sure that you're not being influenced by something, by some force, somebody telling you how life should be? Can you change it? Can you reverse it? Well, the minute you realize that you're sacrificing the life you live for what you think you're going to gain when you retire from work, then you might question, is it really what I should be doing? I want to talk also about everything that happens in the great nations that has existed before us, and the empire and the superpower, every single one of them go down eventually. They go down, and usually it's a change of minds, a change of ideas, change of thought is what will pull the infrastructure. Because I don't know that the planet's been here for millions of years and the rules that were set out then would be still applicable to today. The great empires in our time, they've come and they've gone. And I believe the reason this happens is because occasionally, nature will send out a giant broom to do a sweep up and clean up. And the ideas that we had as children, when you get to become adults, you're not loving them anymore. Things change, everything change. I remember as a little boy growing up, we could never, ever miss a day of church. Are we sure we're not being conditioned for something? Do we have any emails there, Gary?
We have a couple of emails here. Nick wrote in and he says, good afternoon. He says, I like the story at the beginning of the show regarding your flowers. Do you have a secret admirer that you're not telling us about? That's from Nick. Okay. Thank you, Nick, for that. Irene wrote in. You know what? Valentine's Day, she said, should be about one thing, and that's loving ourselves first before the other person. You cannot love someone else without loving yourself. And that's from Irene. And Sam writes in and says, hello, enjoying the show today. I love that we all have a purpose in this world. Otherwise, why were we born? We are set to do either good things or bad things, and it all comes down to us, what we feel, what we think, what we pursue. And that's from Sam. And lastly, I just want to say, folks, if you're listening to The Barrington Show right now, you can email us with your thoughts, your comments, a question for Barrington. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Yes, thank you very much. Nick, I'm going to go there first with the flowers at the front door. Secret admirer, if I had, it would be a secret, so I can't really share that because it would defeat the whole purpose of the name of it. No, though, I will tell you, there isn't one. But it was funny, and it happened, and my boys and I had a good laugh over it because everybody believed the flowers belonged to them. I'll tell you they're wrong because, you know, they belong to me. I don't know that for sure. I'm just throwing it out there. But thank you for that. And secret admirer, no. No, not that I'm aware of. Well, that would make it a secret, wouldn't it? Irene, thank you very much. And you talked a little bit about love and loving yourself first. And you're absolutely right. You can't offer what you don't have. You can't give something you know nothing about. You can't give away love if you don't have it. I would always say to everybody, and I've said it many times, love yourself 150% or 100% at least. That way you can offer at least 98% to somebody else. The same fall true. If you have a dollar in your pocket, it's be impossible for you to give me $2. If you don't have love for yourself, you can't express it. Step back and learn how to do that for you. Step back and learn how to love you. And once you accomplish this, then it's easy. As a matter of fact, you don't have to try to give it. It shines off you. People run towards you. People are always in your presence because you're being that entity that shines like the sun. The sun doesn't say anything. It's just there. And it does a great job of doing what the sun does. The same thing happens when you shine from love. People will just come towards you just because that's what they do. You don't have to do anything. But you're absolutely right in saying you cannot give what you don't have. It's not possible to give something you don't have. Until you possess it, then you can offer it. When you have $2 in your pocket, yes, you can offer me $2, but it'll be impossible to offer me $2.50. You just don't have it. Love yourself. The purpose, Sam, as to why we're born, you ask about that, what are we doing here and the love, and everybody has a journey, everybody has a reason, everybody has their own walk in life. It's a little difficult for me to accept the fact that they gather everybody and stick them in a room and says, this is how you should live, or this is a way to go and become this and become that, because everybody has their own, let's say, dance, like the snowflake. Everyone is different from each other. The people are the same, though we're all connected. And I mentioned that we're all connected. We're all connected to each other, but we've got our own purpose, our own identity, our own reasons for being here. We've come to deliver a message or to act a certain way or to help others or to whatever it is that we've come to do. That was our choice and we chose that. And actually we made a record of it to come here to live our dreams, to live to see our purpose and to understand why we're here. And it's not to be taken away by anybody. It's your birthright. It's your birthright for you to live the way you were intended to live. And this is why we talk about spirituality. This is why we talk about connecting yourself to an entity that's going to guide you through the journey that you're on. And it was designed for that. A whole bunch of us going into kindergarten and coming out as lawyers, I don't know if that's how it was intended to be. or a whole bunch of us going to the kindergarten and coming out as painters. I don't know if that's how it was supposed to be. But if you leave every man alone, they will find their own level. They will get to that level where they feel comfortable and they will have develop a passion in some things as we journey through life. I don't know that anybody has that ability to lay out your life for you, including us as parents. We don't have that ability. We don't have that right to tell our children what to become. And they often ask, what do we do? And you all, I always say, find your thing that you enjoy and do it. So you love all of life. So when you're in your mid 40s and you're heading to work, you're not hating it, because I know no matter how much you're making, if you're not loving the job, it's still, you're not satisfied. So my advice to them would always be, find something you enjoy doing and do it well. That's what I would always say. Your purpose here is for you to live your life. Your purpose here is for you to experience. If you've come to deliver a message, please don't sit on it, deliver it. If you were coming here to revolutionize the way we see life, please get on it, because you're robbing us, the rest of us, of what the message should be or how we should live. Allow yourself to step up. Allow yourself to learn what spirituality is all about. Allow yourself to connect, to find who you are, and to live free. And the minute or the moment you walk towards that, you'll soon learn that a lot of the things that we're chasing, or a lot of the things that we thought was us, doesn't have anything to do with us. It was just ideas that was taught to us by others who could benefit from us performing for them like a monkey in a circus. Does it benefit you? Do you feel justified if you had to spend 60 years of your life working and the other 20 using, taking medication so you can enjoy the sun? You could go for a walk. You could watch the children grow. Is that juice worth the squeeze? Wake up, everybody. Wake up. And are you sure? Are you convinced that you're not trained to do what you're doing? Because everything else in our society sort of points in that direction. We're trained. We are trained. If that doesn't upset you, what would? You are trained to live this life, and we're taught to get the big load, keep up with the Joneses, have the big house, the fancy cars. We're trained and we run for the majority of our lives to acquire that because society demands it. We're trained. And this is what we're trying to say. Wake up. All the great empires of the world has risen up and has fallen down. And if they didn't, we would have a very boring history. But we have a lot of fun going back and seeing the this empire and that era and this age. And every single one of them has passed. We're now in a new world. We're now experiencing the broom sweeping up and changing things. And usually, a majority of the changes come from just an idea of change. The idea that it's possible. The idea that that old rule that was put out for us, it's not applicable anymore. To get up and go plow the field for 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, coming home and then falling over at 45, that could not have been the way. Why bother coming? Send a donkey. Are you sure that you're not hypnotized? Have we got anything else?
We got a couple of emails. Vivian wrote in and said, Happy Valentine's Day to you. That's from Vivian. And Eric said, I like your advice regarding telling what your kids not to do or to do regarding jobs. It should be their choice. They should find something that they're absolutely passionate about and go from there. Hopefully they can make a living at what they choose. And that's Eric, and back to you.
Yes, Eric, I'm all for having them do their own thing. and, you know, trying to find their way. When the children were growing up, I've often said, when you finish high school, you're 18. You have no idea. You have zero idea what you want to do for the rest of your life. And it's always changing. The majority of the children are pushed into this by parents, guidance counselors, influence from society, that they've got to jump off school and run into something and do it. And the majority of them come out going, oh man, halfway through, they change their mind, change their major, spend all that money and decide they don't want to do it. Or a lot of them finish it and hang it on the wall, the degree on the wall, and then go out and look for something else that will be more satisfying. I gave my children a different option. I said, when you finish high school, go travel, go see parts of the world, you know, go backpack through Europe or go visit your family over there and hang out with them for a couple of months. Allow yourself to grow up. Allow yourself to experience some life, because from the day you're born until now, 18, 19, you were being guided by your parents. You got to go to school. You got to go to this. You got to do that. And you're constantly gone. Now you step away and you have an opportunity to see a little bit more than the box you've been living in. Now you have an opportunity to see. Now you may say you don't have the means to travel, but you don't have to jump on an airplane and fly around the world. You could go backpack halfway across your country on foot or a bicycle. All we're trying to do is to break that routine that you're familiar with and experience life on your own. On your own. And I'm able to talk about this with passion because I had a chance to do that. Lucky for me, I went to school first, but I finished school and I took off and I was gone for a very long time. And as I came back, I realized I knew nothing before I left. And now I'm happier because I've gained so much wisdom. So my advice to the children, and I'm not saying this for you to tell this to your kids, but you push them in a box and they stay in the box. And when they graduate from school, they go sit in another box where they sit till they're 45. And then when they graduate from or retire from that, you lay them down in another box. So they spend the entire life in a box. So get an opportunity to step out of that box and just to see whether or not there's something else out there that you would appreciate, that you could love and have others. And I say to my children, you know, find something that you truly love to do and then get your friends to help you do it. And then you could, you know, win on that. And I am at the age I'm at right now, I'm above 50. And I could tell you, I've never had a job. You know, and the fun thing is I've got a great hobby that pays me well. And I get up every morning with glee to go do it because I appreciate it. And no matter how bad it is, I'm going to do something that I truly love doing. So I don't label it as a job. I label it as a hobby that pays me well. Thank you for that. And this is how we should govern our lives. Thank you for the happy Valentine's Day wish, Vivian. And I appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time to send that in. It's all love. It's good. Thank you for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of it and stay connected to us for a long time. And I hope you step out and join into the spirituality that we're talking about. Join into a way of giving you a better path, an easier path through life. So you don't have to, you know, break yourself trying to accomplish something. It doesn't make any point. It doesn't make any sense to me that you kill yourself trying to get something, because the minute you get it, you're done. Like, what was the reason? What did you do? Why were you doing that? Wake up, everybody. This is what I say. Just wake up. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. You are the only one that can free your mind. That's not mine. I took it from a record, a great singer. And it's so true. It is so true. You have to make a conscious decision to, first of all, acknowledge if you're being the puppet on the string or the monkey in the circus or whatever position you're playing in life. You have to acknowledge that. And then you ask yourself, is this it? And then the answer will be no. If you're hearing me talk right now, you're searching. If you're searching, you're on the right path. If you're searching, you're looking for another way. You're looking for a better way because this hasn't proven itself to you to be the be all and end all. I'm sure you live in a fancy place and it's great and you're having the time of your life. But, you know, a lot of us, the great majority of us can't do that. And if we should slip and fall one day, we're going to lose that. And that's the biggest fear, of losing what we've built up. So we have to keep going. We have to be that monkey on the bicycle with the banana dangling in front of him. And he's pedaling his whole life to get that banana. So wake up, everybody. Emancipate yourselves. Open your mind. Wake up, everybody. Bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness. Realize that you are just as important as anyone else that walks this land. Do your own thinking. I just talked a little bit about having my children go out there. I'd much rather them travel for a few years and come back than jump out of high school and jump into one of the training camps. And when it's all said and done, they will say, "Dad, I like doing that." I said, "Good, there you go. Now it's okay to go to school and buy that ticket that's going to get you in the door to accomplish what you want. But to jump out of high school and jump into the training camp, you're just being trained more. And half of us don't like it. We have to take a pill to fall asleep and take another one to wake up just so we can cope. And are you living? Or is it just your existing? Where does life begin? When are you going to start enjoying it? Wake up, everybody. We need to change our minds and look at life and appreciate it the way it needs to be. So for that, I say, emancipate yourselves. Break out of that box. Break out of the box. You go to kindergarten, they teach you how to play and organize and get along with people. And of course, if you're different from that, they send you somewhere else and said you have special needs. How dare they? But they say you have special needs because you're unwilling to conform. And then they put the rest of you in a box and you stay in that box until they bury you in a box. Well, you weren't born in one. But at the end of your journey, you're going to end up in one. And depending on how fast you run and how hard you climb and how deep you dig, you will fall into it. And the idea of that is to keep you there until your days are done. I don't think that's how it should have been. Wake up. Wake up. And like I said, it was a change in thoughts that changed the empires, that changed the world. But connect yourself to what is your birthright. Connect yourself to the spirituality. Study it. Read about it. Put your mind in that place. Eventually, your body follows it. If you throw your heart into it, your body will follow it and you will live it. I've said this quite often. And if it's not true, don't be saying it, because you're confusing yourself. If it's not yours, don't take it, because you're giving away yourself. And if it's wrong and you're doing, stop doing it. Because again, you're causing a great unjust to you. Live your life a humble way. Be kind to everybody. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to the people you love. Have them love you back. And like the sun, you don't have to do nothing. You just have to be there. And they will show up. And they will appreciate you. And they will have great love for you. You have to step out of the box that you're in. We've talked about all the great empires. It was stepping out of the box that people realize we can't be living this way, because only a few gets to sit on top of the pyramid while the rest of us at the bottom is supporting that load. And we give our lives for that. Wake up. Wake up. We weren't designed to live this way. You're listening to Barrington Talk on the radio show. You listen to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for joining us. I have a book out there. Still working on others. Awaken Ascension Guide aligns you to your true purpose. So you do have a purpose. Check it out on Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. We also have a few things on website at HEAMI. BarringtonAwaken.com. He am I means I am you. You are me. We're all the same. We're all connected to the same piece of land. There is no separate land here. There's no floating land. Anywhere you see it, it's joined. Like your fingers are joined to the hand that's joined to the body. Everything is connected. So check it out at Amazon.ca as well as Amazon.com. It's a good read. I've got good reviews on it. You may like it. And go to the website. There's a lot of information that we're adding. We're starting to put videos up there now so you could get a good play as to see what direction we're going in and what we're trying to do. But the bottom line to all of this, wake up. If you're hearing me, you're searching. If you're searching, is that you haven't accepted the fact that this is it. This cannot be it. We're moving. We're in motion. Everything is different. Everything is new. We're in a new world. And a wise man once says, you can't step in the same river twice. And what he meant by that is things are forever changing. So if it is change, you have to go with the changes. And it's hard. But it doesn't necessarily, it means that it's necessary, because you cannot be left behind. You have to follow what's going on. You know, there's not a lot of professions out there for blacksmith and putting shoes on horses. I'm sure there is, but it's not what you're training your children to do today. Because a lot of time has passed. Not very many of us are riding a horse to work anymore. Now we can fly, we could drive, we could boat, you know, because things have changed. The world that we're in is changing. And where we stand today, we're part of it. You are part of the history of change. And we've been in this trench for a very long time. And now it's time for us to step out of it. We have new visitors on the planet. We call them the Indigo Children. They're coming to show us a new way to live, because the old way doesn't serve everybody equally. The Indigo Children, you could look them up. They're there. It's the new way of life. This is how life is supposed to be. Connect yourself. Take care of the body that you have. Be mindful that it is your greatest asset, because without it, you're not going anywhere physically. So you want to take good care of it and learn to protect it and give it what it needs. Just what it needs. And it will do great things for you, as well as your mind. We want to teach you to meditate, expand the mind, remove the lid from the jar, like I've said, and connect yourself to the universe. Excuse me. Understand that the universe is in us, as opposed to us being in the universe. You're that big. You are that important. You're that powerful. And most importantly, you're limitless. Wake up, everybody. You're limitless. You're not restricted. You're not designed to sit in a cubicle for 45 some odd years trying to figure out how to make a lot of money for someone else. That's not your purpose. That's not your calling. That's not what you signed up for before you got here. But somehow we were placed in a nice training camp when we were younger, and we come out thinking that we need to run like the Joneses, with the Joneses, and move on through life. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. This is an opportunity for you to understand that the path that you're on might not be the one that you're supposed to be on. Have we got anything else there, G?
We have one email from Paul. He says, I try to listen every week, and today, wow, you are on fire, Barrington. And that's from Paul. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. And if you want to write in, we appreciate that. Write in with your questions, comments, anything at all. Say hello. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Hey Paul, thank you for that. Being on fire. I take these things when I hear them, and I like it because it tells me you, the listeners, are listening. It gives me hope that what I'm saying, you will give it some thought after the 4 o'clock hour is up. You will take it into consideration. Being on fire, and I do this, and I all week long, I look for things that I want to talk about. And some days I don't get it until I sit in front of this machine and put the headphones on, and then words just come running through, because I am being guided. I am being guided, and it's hard to tap into that, but the ideas come, and I don't take them for granted anymore. I used to say, what is that? Oh, that's a good idea. We could talk about that. And they come. You listen. You're connected. You're protected. That's one of the most important things I want to say, is that you're protected. Because if you find yourself to the path that you're supposed to be on, there can be no destruction, because it's your path. And I don't know that you'd set a landmine for yourself. Not in a sane world. Or bear trap, God forbid. So if you are not on that path and you're walking on somebody else's trail, then you're exposed to everything else. You will be exposed to all the dangers that exist. Find your purpose. Find what you should be doing. Take that walk. Take that journey. Experience the life that was designed by you for you. Tap into your own source. And in order to get this thing going, please, I say this to everybody, wherever you are in the world and you're hearing this right now, live with a clean heart. I am trying to express the importance of that for you to understand, because if you throw a lot of crap in it, a lot of filth, a lot of vindictiveness, anger, you are being distorted. You're being guided into an area where you're not supposed to be. Clean your heart and be willing to forgive. It's hard to do, but it's necessary that you get that done. You have to forgive. Somebody throws you a rock and it's unfortunate. Please don't carry it with you, because now you're restricted as into your movement. Depending on the size of that boulder, toss it aside, move on, and not allow yourself to attach it, not allow it to attach itself to you. Thank you very much for that, Paul. I am on fire because I feel strongly about this, and I want us to step up. Everybody, wherever you are in the world hearing this, step up. Challenge yourself to open that door. Take a good look at the life that you want and then examine how you're not getting it because of what you're not doing. Be careful of what you hope for. I say this all the time, but by all means, I'm trying to express to you, please live a good, clean life, a humble life. Do not set out to hurt. Do not set out to take from others. And I understand, based on the training that we've had from day one, maybe our neighborhood, our culture, our school, our religion, it is hard to do that now, but it is not impossible to turn it around. It is hard to do it. It's not impossible to turn it around. And you may realize the reason you're doing it is because of the training that you've had. And when we watch what we call the tell-lie vision, it tells us to feel badly about ourselves and hate people and not respect anything. How does this machine have such an impact on your life? When you wake up in the morning, you should be happy. You wake up on your own and you stretch and you didn't need the alarm or a pill. You just woke up because you've had enough sleep. And you went to bed peacefully and laid down and rest because you've had enough sleep or enough day activity. It's now time to rejuvenate. We're on a schedule, and I feel badly for those who are on shift work because they always miss the schedule. You're supposed to be laying vertical about 11 o'clock every night. I know if you're working, you can't do that. And then the rejuvenating process begins through that period. And then around 2 a.m., I think the kidney starts, and then it's all said and done. You're refreshed. You're a brand new head of lettuce. You get up and you smile and you move on. Yeah, if you're doing shift work, it's a little hard to lay down and sleep at 11 o'clock, but that's how it's designed. Everything in the planet is calculated. And there's a sleep time, there's a wake time. And the sleep time is not starting your shift at midnight to accomplish that task. There's a sleep time for you to rejuvenate. When the body is at par and the body is doing fantastic things for itself, you're on fire because you're living sort of the life you're supposed to be living. You're living a great life. You're having a wonderful time. But again, I don't know that we're designed to get up every morning and braze the elements and go out there and drive for hours at a time to go to a job and sit down and do something that's not happy. It's not making us happy. Just to have something, or just to blend in, or just to follow the rule. I'm not sure if that's how it was designed to be. But everything is changing. And you're here listening to hear some of the changes, to witness it, to see the big broom going through and changing everything. The world is changing. Many, many, many years ago, as I remember, Sundays was devoted to the religious people. Everybody was doing something somewhat religious on Sunday. Well, that's changed. Some are still doing it. Some people are sleeping deeper than others. But it's changed. And as a little boy, many years ago, I had no choice. I could be half dead. I have to go to church and follow those rules. Well, that's changed. And the new children are looking like, why? because it was at the time. And if you go further back, there were times, you know, we go through slavery and we've gone through many other things, and they've changed. Things are changing. This is an opportunity right now for you to step up and be a part of the change, and for you to be the change you want to see in life, in the world, in the universe. Opportunity to change. If you're hearing me, you're searching. If you're searching, you're looking for another way because you've convinced yourself that this is not it. Nobody should be giving you instructions on how to live your time on this life. Because we share, we have to be tolerant of each other. We have to share our community. We have to share the culture. We have to share the neighborhood. We got to share the bus ride. So we learn tolerance and realize the person that sits beside you is trying to do exactly what you're trying to do. So you be tolerant of them and their activity, and don't try to lash out on them and thinking that you're better, or you're going to accomplish more, or your purpose is greater, or you're more elite. It's not the case. You can't tell me which one of those blade of grass or a tree out there in the forest is a special tree. I think they all are. And which one serves a greater purpose? I tend to think they all do. So why do we, as human beings, realize or think that we're better? We're different. We're more special. Maybe it's just because of our own insecurities. And we're trying to set that trap out there so people say, okay, you know, that little yappy dog who doesn't have the bite will just yap to annoy you, or try to scare you, or try to deter you. You're all the same. We're all the same. Come from the same place. We're going back to the same place by the same method. And I've always used to say that. We've come here the same way. And we're going to leave the same way. What makes you think you get a bigger piece of the pie? Or just because somebody stole it, gave it to you, you feel entitled to it? No, we're all the same. We've all come from the same place. And once you tap into the source, and by the way, there's no special way for you to leave either. We all leave the same way. Whether you put yourself in the castle or on the tomb or the oven, however, you still leave in the very same way. So it's equal all the way through, start to finish. But in the middle, we do a dance, and we try to claim, and we try to restrain, and we try to hold. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. I know I'm all over the place today. I'm talking about this and that and everything, but this one I'm on fire about, because we're asleep. We're sleeping our lives away. And we're watching our elderly in the old age home stuck. We can't even go visit them because of this pandemic. And their life is coming to an end, and we may never see them or say goodbye to them or give them a hug. So we're restricted. No, not blaming anybody for this. I'm just saying what could happen. And I'm simply just stating that this is the moment for you to rise up and live and appreciate the life that you have. If you're mobile and you're able to move around, do it as often as you can. See the world. Visit friends. Bake a cake. Don't take from anybody, because you're taking from yourself. I said, if you chop off the pinky in the right hand, the left hand's going to feel it too, because all of a sudden you're forcing him to work harder. But my point being, if you're connected to your spirituality, you have a greater chance of knowing your purpose. You have a greater chance of knowing where you're going to end up. You have a greater chance of realizing that you may not want to do the run that you're doing. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Have we got anything else?
Actually, Edward and Oscar wrote in, both pretty much with the same message, that they are enjoying what you are teaching and preaching today. And they said, stay healthy. And they both basically said the same thing. Edward is from New York City, and Oscar writes in from Toronto. So back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Edward, Oscar. Thank you for taking the time to send the email. And staying safe is what I intend to do all the time. I haven't heard the word preaching for a long time. And, you know, I grew up and I have that thing when my parent would say, oh, you should be a preacher. And I would look at her as if, what, you're crazy? Why would I want to do that? So I'm not sure what you guys are hearing. I don't think I'm over here preaching, but if that's what you're hearing, if it's reaching you, I'm still happy. I'm flabbergasted to hear that. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for sending back from Toronto and from New York, from Oscar and Edward. This is good. So no, I haven't heard the word preaching for a while on this show. We've had it a few times, but yeah, I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to get you out there. I'm trying to make you understand that what you're doing is important. It's very important, but you got to look at the lesson or the legacy that you're teaching those who are watching you closely, like your children, because they are learning from your actions, and very, very few learn from your words. I know that for sure, because I'm raising three. So they watch what you do. They want to know that they're on the right path. They want to know what, you know, other than the egoic stuff, they want to know which way to go. And you can always lead them by your action. And if you're trying to push that 18-year-old through college, and I've been arguing with people with this one for many, many, many years, because I don't know an 18-year-old that knows what he wants to do for the rest of his life. And if you do know one, amazing. And I've heard of a couple, absolutely amazing. But what about the 97 who doesn't? What do you suggest? Travel, grow up, experience life. See what it's all about. Go by the river and catch a fish. See what it's all about. Expose yourself to all that there is. Connect yourself to the God. Connect yourself to what we call connectivity. Open your mind. Open your mind. Look around. Is this the way it's supposed to be? Is this the way we were designed? Is this the trail that was designed for us to walk on, the path? Is this the way? Open up your mind. Emancipate yourselves and step out and look around and see what there is out there that's going to benefit you and give you a better life. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It's a Valentine's Day. Everybody's happy and in love today, as they should be every other day. Hug your special one. Give them a big kiss, her a big kiss. Be kind. Be fair to each other. I have a book, The Awaken Ascension Guide. I want you to align yourself to your true purpose. Rise up, wake up, experience life differently. Step out from under the camouflage. Expose yourself to the sun. The spirituality I talk about all the time, it's kind of like being out in the sun and what you connect yourself to. And, you know, the secondary part to that is like take the vitamins. You can take vitamin D all you want, because that's what we have to do when we don't see the sun. But if you had to toss up between taking the pills or going out into the sun and experience it, you probably will go out into the sun and experience that. Step into spirituality. It has a lot more to offer than I can say. Walk into that light. Walk into the path. Step in there. The book is available to you at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. We talk about enlightening yourself, waking up, realizing there's way more to you than you need. You need to step into that and realize it. Please, please, everyone, learn to forgive your trespassing as well as to forgive those who have trespassed against you. Okay? You have to forgive those who has caused you wrong, because it's not really helping you. The minute you could let it go, it's like a test. Because, you know, somebody does something wrong, the first thing you want to do is take a bat to them. I didn't say that out loud. I was just thinking it. The first thing you want to do is react and get angry. But you have to realize that, what is that anger going to cause for my life from here on in? I'm not saying turn the other cheek, but all of a sudden it doesn't sound such a bad idea. Forgive those who trespass against you, and your load will be lightened. You'll be setting yourself free. It's a hard thing to do, very hard. But you have to learn to lighten your own load. You have to learn. Are you sure that you're not hypnotized? How would you know? How do you change that? Well, start asking yourself those very important questions. What am I doing that I don't like? And why am I doing it? What am I participating in that I'm not enjoying? And what am I doing it? Why am I doing it? If you want to know who you are, who you truly are, You have to get rid of who you're not. And you have to identify who you're not. I am not that. Yep, there it goes. I'm not that. Yep. Walk away from it. When you do that and you're very successful at it, you'll then realize who you are because you've gotten rid of all the baggage that doesn't belong to you or the ideas that was given to you and you thought it was cool because society said so, or the parents or the neighbors or the preacher man, whoever. When you find you, you're well on your way. You found your path. Forgive those. Connect to your true purpose. Connect to the guide that's going to take you to your true purpose. You owe that to yourself. Are you sure that you're not hypnotized? Because we've all been a part of that training camp or that training facility or that exercise. And then we come out, we've paid a lot of money. We throw our caps in the air and jump up and down and be thankful that we've all passed through that and now we're all the same. Are you sure that you're not hypnotized? Have we got anything else there?
No, we do not.
Okay, so we've covered quite a bit today. We've talked about it. It's me about spirituality. It's me trying to get you to wake up. It's me trying to get you to realize the life that you're living, it might not be the one that you should be living. We've talked about just a better way to see your way clear. One we haven't talked about for a while is to meditate. And when I first started the show, I was on the meditation. I wanted you to meditate. And the meditation will open the doors for you. And the meditation, it will. I haven't changed my mind about that. What I've been realizing is sometimes there's different methods of meditating. And the one that I was quite familiar with, it was to sit still, close my mind, close my eyes, open my mind, and wait for instructions to come. Now that I'm on the radio and I'm writing these things every week going through, I realize that I'm in the zone more. I get the messages more often. I have to tell you this one story because you get the message. I had a meeting across the city that was going to take me an hour and a half to get to, and I had to be there because a whole bunch of people were depending on me to be at this meeting, and I woke up late. This happens. Life happens. And it was traffic time, and because it was so much traffic time, it was going to take me 2 hours to get there to the meeting. I said to my guides, I need to be at this meeting at 9 o'clock. I need to be at this meeting. I cannot miss it. All hell will break loose for me and my company and probably future contracts. I got dressed. I ran out the door as fast as I could. I got in my vehicle. I got on the highway. And as I'm motoring down the highway, the vehicles were moving out of my way. We're supposed to do 100. And I'm not going to admit that I was doing 120 because that's wrong. So I'll just, not admit that. But I was doing 120. And I'm going down the 401 and in the middle of the traffic rush in the morning, and the cars were moving out of my way. And I was able to get to my meeting 5 minutes before the time. And I had to say thank you, turn around and say thank you, because they listened to me. They have the guide. They have the ability to maneuver your life. Now, that's a hard story to believe. And the reason I tell a lot of these stories is because I know you're out there and people have had the same experience. So I'm not alone. I didn't make that up. You may think I'm cuckoo. Well, probably, but not for that reason. But the point being, you can relate. You'll be able to relate to the stories I tell. You'll be able to relate to the experiences that I've had. And I attribute this to one thing and one thing only. Connect yourself to your spirituality. Connect yourself to your guide. That's what you need to do. Love everybody. Have a very lovely Valentine's Day, your special dinner. Unfortunately, where we live, we can't go anywhere because all the restaurants are closed. But, I could take a picture of a nice meal and just try to enjoy it that way. Anyway, thank you for joining us. We're having a good time. We're almost out of time. We're coming to an end, and this is it. I want you to sit still. Enjoy the rest of your week. Be blessed. When I tell you this story, please, if you can relate to it, give us a feedback on it, because I know I'm not alone in what I say. God bless. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington. right here on Reality Radio 101.